Officials say the three National Weather Service radars located in the state are due for upgrades. The four-phase project is set to cost around $150 million and take around 5 years to complete. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Kenzie Wagner has more.
The radars are located in Sioux Falls, Aberdeen, and Rapid City. Dave Hintz is meteorologist in charge of the Rapid City Forecast Office.
Well, right now the technology that's within the radars is based on 1980s technology. So, if you will, they're kind of running on the same technology of 8-track tapes and cassette recorders, if you will. Prone to failure, prone to not lasting too awful long.
Hintz says the new technology has a cleaner signal and better weather scanning abilities that allow operation well into the 2030s. He says some upgrades could be difficult and down radars for almost a week.
Because that's where we actually have to take the dome off of the radar. We have to take the antenna off of the radar, take the pedestal off and bring it down to the ground, put a refurbished pedestal back up and reattach everything, recalibrate everything, make sure it's all in balance. So if you have any wind, if you have any storms, I mean, we're looking for just picture-perfect weather conditions in order for that one to take place.
Hintz adds that no upgrades will occur if inclement weather is forecast. He says all three radars are being equipped with the first upgrade by the end of October. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kenzie Wagner.